The military-industrial complex doesn't care about us. We need to stop sending our children to war and dying for the bankers and elites. The medical-industrial complex does not care about us. They need us sick and weak so we can be patients for life. Stop taking their poison. The education system is merely an indoctrination program designed to supply the elites with obedient workers and turn over as much profit as possible at our expense. Let's turn off the television, put down the phone. Let's take our country back. Thanks for being one of us. You are listening to the Conspiracy Soldiers Podcast.
Recording in progress.
All right, what's up, ladies and germs? Welcome back to the show. It's 5:56 a.m., March 29th, 2024. What's up, Julio?
What's up, Fox?
Same old shit.
Yeah, thanks for doing it a little early for me.
Yeah, well, we're doing two this weekend, right? So I got that author coming on Sunday morning, which is Easter. And so today is Black Friday, or Good Friday.
Wow.
Oh, man, they make so many fucking holidays.
That ties into a joke I heard. I actually have a clip of it. But it definitely goes, it doesn't go the way you think. And it's kind of funny because I've actually heard, I know exactly what they're talking about. Man, I hope I saved it.
What do you mean? You don't remember it?
I do, but I would rather that the video played. All right, somehow I don't have it, but the joke goes, the guy says, I don't like the N-word. I really hate it. You know, but he's like, but I can't listen to music that has every other word bleeped. He's like, it just doesn't have the same feeling, you know? He's like, and then somehow he turns it into, like, country music. That's why he doesn't listen to old country music anymore. Again, that's why I said I wish I would have just played a clip. I'm sorry. I'm not a good joke teller.
Oh, that old country music, man, it hardly had anything like that. David Allan Coe said it a couple times. I mean, there was very few of them that did. But I don't know. What do you got? Anything to talk about here? I'm just looking through my Instagram clips.
Yeah, so something that doesn't have to be searched for anything, but something that I experienced. So do you believe in, like, what happens after death? Like, are you still a spirit? Can you have some influence? Can you do something to manifest in reality?
I don't know, man.
All right, so check this out. I had a friend pass away when he was 15, and I've never kind of, like, lived it down or worked through it, I guess. And so I try to visit every year on you know, his death day, and it's always very emotional. I usually listen to the same music, and it's sad, whatever. But this was the first year I went on his birthday as a celebration. And it was really cool. Somebody had brought a drumstick. He was a drummer. Somebody brought a drumstick and wrote, you know, like, happy birthday, Nick, and his age of that year. And so me and Lily went there. And then Lily got brave and said, hey, Dad, can I drive? And this is in Lucky, Ohio. So it's country roads. You know what I mean? Like,
how far away is that? That sounds familiar.
It's between Perrysburg and Bowling Green.
Oh yeah, that's not far.
No, it ain't too bad.
That's down at the end of 280, right?
No.
Okay.
It's between 75 and 280.
All right.
But it's this really small town, so she drove. She was doing great. She did great. And then I asked her, do you want to drive on the highway? I already knew the answer. I wasn't going to let her. But she said no. So I said, okay, pull over into this parking lot and let's switch. It was just a random parking lot, and there were railroad tracks in that parking lot. So she pulls in, and she's about to park. And all of a sudden, she almost comes to a complete stop. And she turns and looks at me because I'm looking at her to tell her what a great job she did. And she looks at me and smiles in the oddest way and then presses the accelerator.
So she got on the highway?
No. So what happened is she went to park right in front of the railroad tracks. And thank God there was like a stack of bricks, like 3 feet high, that actually kind of like stopped the car. And my reaction to her right away was like, Lily, why? Because I couldn't understand it. She was coming to a complete stop. It seemed so out of character. But anyway, so on the drive home, you know, I try to like reassure her. She was really bummed out. She was crying. But I was trying to reassure her that she did great. And that accidents happen and that I'm happy it happened with us together in the car.
Right.
But my point is this. So I was driving and I was thinking, why would that happen? And I really think that this is what it is like I said, I was visiting my friend on his birthday, not his death day. And I was doing the exact same thing I did when I go visit when he died. What if this was him trying to tell me, hey, quit listening to that sad music, quit crying, have a happy day, it's my birthday. And it was right before we left Lucky, Ohio, right before we hopped on the highway. Like his last ability to reach out and do something like that.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah. I don't know. I do believe in that sort of stuff. I don't know if you do.
Yeah, I do sometimes. I don't know. I just woke up fucking out of it. I don't know. So I'm looking at this thing. It says in 1964, the minimum wage was 5.90% silver quarters. So back then they made the coins almost completely out of silver. And it says in 2021, 5.90% silver quarters have a melt value of $23.34, which is higher than the minimum wage, right?
Damn.
It says we don't need minimum wages. We need sound money. And the Fed restore real money, which is true. I mean, banks originally... The real purpose of banks in the beginning was so motherfuckers didn't have to carry chunks of gold around and shit. And so they would take their gold to the bank and they would secure it for them and they would give them like a note. And then they could go back and retrieve their gold anytime they wanted. And then they replaced that in what, 1913? The Federal Reserve shit meeting that happened on Jekyll Island, right? Was that Jekyll Island? Ah, shit.
I shook my head and I really got to be honest. I really don't know.
All right. Anyway,
recording in progress.
All right. Go ahead. I just woke up, people. I'm having a fucking bad morning here. What do you got, Julio?
Just some clips here real quick. Can you see it? Okay, you can. So this is kind of interesting. I mean, I like technology. I like efficiency. But it also makes me sad when like what is this machine being efficient at doing?
It's tearing
Destroying the
trees out
planet,
of the
you know?
ground.
Yeah, it's ripping them up. I mean, look how efficient it is. It's beautiful. But it makes me feel a certain way, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I wish there was something that does the opposite, that would actually replace, trees as efficient as that. And I think I have seen a video like that. So I'm not saying all hope is lost, but
I used
I
to
don't know.
run a
Maybe you
machine
could.
like that. Not
What
exactly
were you
like that.
doing?
I ran a mobile crane. My
Okay.
last job, it was at a stamping plant, and I got some funny stories from that place too. It was out in the middle of fucking nowhere. It was at a stamping plant, and they had so many dies that they had to keep half of them outside. And they would weatherize them and wrap them up, and they would take the inside crane and load it up on the back of a rig, and then we would drive it outside. I would pick it up with the crane and I would set it, in the die yard out there. But I got so this one, so they used to hire helpers to that would hook the, they would grab the chains and hook the dies, for me, because obviously I couldn't do both. But they didn't pay these guys shit. They were paying them like minimum wage. And so we went through them, man, so fast. Most of them didn't stay very long. This one dude was a real piece of shit. So he was telling me how he was on welfare because he had custody of his kids and all that. And so the welfare paid for him to get work boots so he could come work, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And his first day, or not his first day, like his second day, he came back in and he kept complaining how the work boots were giving him blisters. And I'm like, you just got to get used to it, man. I said, I've been wearing work boots for years. I said, I don't have an issue. I said, your feet will get used to it. So then, like the third day, this motherfucker showed up in like disco shoes. And I'm like, and the boss is like, what are you wearing? And he's like, those work boots were giving me blisters. And so he sent him home. He's like, you got to go get some work boots on. He goes, you can just go home today and then just come back tomorrow with your boots. So he called me in the office and he's like, what do you think of this guy? I said, well, not much, to be honest. I said, I was trying to encourage him, that after like 90 days, if you do a good job, you get hired in and you get a raise and all that. And he literally told me, like, wow, if they give me that much of a raise, that wouldn't be good because I'm going to lose my food stamps. And I'm like, isn't that the fucking point? Then you don't need food stamps. And so he basically was disagreeing with me. Like, he just wanted his food stamps, but he didn't want to get hired in and get a fucking raise. That's what's wrong. People like that are the problem,
Indeed.
Yeah. But those
Man,
disco
check this
shoes,
out too.
oh God.
Those disco
Are
shoes,
you
do they have
you're
holes
still
in them?
sharing, aren't you? Yeah,
Yeah.
you've been sharing this whole time.
Yeah, I know. But it's
Okay.
been on the same thing. But did the disco shoes have goldfish?
No, they weren't that.
Oh, okay.
No, they were just your black shiny high heel basic disco shoes. I mean, disco shoes got higher heels than work boots. I'm not saying really high heel, but you know what I'm saying. They were more elevated.
I will have to say that I do not know what disco shoes are.
I can't think of a good example right now. Like your 19, your night, like, I guess I should have said like church shoes, but they were shiny black.
I also don't know.
All right.
What church shoes are.
They were like dress shoes with elevated heels a little bit more than work boots. Work boots got, you know what I'm saying?
Why would you wear a heel to like, to work?
Because that's what he was used to. The work boots gave him blisters because he had pussy feet.
Oh, yeah. Man. But what you were reacting to right before that was just...
What?
Look at this.
What's so the purpose of that?
One of these.
Huh?
So I can buy this. I can buy this, wear and put on a pair of tight shorts and look like that. So what the thing is saying is be careful, dudes.
Okay. All right, let me play some clips. Can you close this out? All right.
It's disturbing.
I'm having issues.
Let me share my screen again.
I can't remember what half of this shit is.
Good evening, cowards. A bunch of fat, ugly women.
What? Excuse you.
The fat, ugly women is what they are.
We're not having that.
Guys, you don't have
speech.
To buy.
That ain't free speech.
It's called free speech. Buy.
Hey, that's not free speech. That's insulting.
Buy. And we wonder why children are retarded stupid today. We wonder why when we have these pathetic people here called teachers rape the children's mind. That's why you people don't have the brains to see that this could be hurting children of the future who are going to grow up and be just as dumb as you.
I don't know. I like when people call out these teachers because most of them are fucking shit up. Just like we were talking about last week about the Sylvania schools and the litter boxes. That would be me at the meeting. I'm going to go there. But you don't want to go with me.
No, dude, we shouldn't even have talked about that. I don't want to get sued.
Sued?
I don't know.
We have the right. If you care about your community, you don't have to have a child that goes to that school. They can't sue us for anything. They should be the ones getting sued.
Your anger and your hate, I think, is coming off as erratic to people.
Passion. My passion.
Okay, your passion is coming off as erratic
right,
to people.
Well, you borrow my brain for 5 seconds and just be like, dude, can't handle it. Unplug this bastard.
What Some are saying that you're bipolar.
Wow, what does that mean?
I guess that, you know, you're on two ends of the spectrum.
Wow. And then what? What's the cure? Medicine? Make me like them? Not going to happen. I'm bi winning. I win here and I win there. If I'm bipolar, aren't there moments where a guy like crashes and like in the corner like, oh my God, it's all my mom's fault. Shut up. Shut up. Stop. Move forward.
Your anger and your...
I love that guy. I'm going to get more clips of him. Oh God, I'm back. We're back to this now. You see it?
Yeah. Oh my God, yeah.
I could play that every week. He's almost as good as the Alex Jones clip that we fucking ran into the ground.
Hey, all right, that's a funny prank. What if everyone withdrew all their money from the banks at the same time?
Yeah, we talked about that. That's like, I mean, not exactly. It goes back to what Billy Carson was talking about the other day. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Hey, so what do you think about the that Baltimore Bridge collapse thing?
Oh, man. The conspiracy theorists are going fucking apeshit over that. And I've already seen I'm pretty sure it was a doctored video that showed like little tiny explosions at the top of the bridge, which is dumb as fuck because that down at the where people drive is what holds all the weight. You just don't know what to believe anymore, man. Everybody's got fucking Photoshop and all that bullshit. Yeah. But there's something was definitely not kosher about that whole situation. I think I might have some clips on it. Wait a minute. Why, do you got something? I got...
Yeah.
Go ahead, play yours then. I got one too, though. Okay.
One second.
Recording stopped.
I got a... All right. Here we go.
Recording in progress.
All right, so you were saying that there was that video of them with those little explosions and whatever?
Yeah.
Because the conspiracy theorist. Okay, so this isn't coming from a conspiracy theorist. This is coming from a Coast Guard veteran. And like I told you, I used to sail on the Great Lakes in the Merchant Marines, which has nothing to do military-wise. It was just kind of doing shit on a boat. But what he says is totally true. And he's not a conspiracy theorist. He's just a real guy.
No, it needs sound.
No sound?
Nope. What the fuck, Julio? And all of a sudden, this fucking Zoom screen is taking up my whole monitor. I don't can't fucking see nothing else. I don't know what I did.
Mine got really tiny. This is embarrassing.
Fuck.
Recording stopped.
All right, here we go.
Recording in progress.
All right, play it.
So here's the video I was talking about.
Let me be that dude. The retired coastie to tell you, ain't no way, boy. Ain't no way that no tanker ship is gonna crash into no bridge at night by mistake. Question to all my coasties out there, where the pilot boat at? And where the tugboat's at? And where's the horn? The warning? The crash warning before it hits. I ain't hear no warning. I ain't hear no nothing. I'ma leave that with y'all. Ain't no way. Ain't no way. And it's a couple days after that Russia attack. Don't let that go over your head, my people.
Yeah, there's a lot of truth to that because I remember when we were sailing, it was a maritime law that if there was something impending like that, your horn always still works. It's not powered by electricity. Like, there's protocols that have to be followed, and none of that happened.
They've got backups for all that shit, even though, you know what I'm saying? Like, if the power goes out. But it only went out for a brief second. If it even went out.
To derail the damn ship that much?
And I got a clip. I can't remember what it is, but it's something about the bridge, and I saved it, so I must have thought it was something.
Conspiracies are starting to surface the internet as people are seeing the ship crash into the Baltimore Bridge at 8x speed. Now, when we look at the video at normal speed, you can see that the ship lost power a few times before hitting the bridge, which is why people think there could have been some type of cyber attack. As the ship turns the corner, you can see it has light, and then it turns off, and I believe this is when the Mayday call was sent, where they stopped traffic on the bridge to save as many lives as they can possibly. possible. You can see the light here will turn back on. Unfortunately, there were some construction workers working on the bridge, and six are presumed to be dead because they can't find their bodies. Now you can see that the ship loses power again right before it hits the bridge. It suddenly turns back on, but at that point it's just a little too late and it hits the bridge. Tate says that it was a cyber attack. Lights go off, deliberately steer towards the bridge supports. Obviously, there's no factual information that are backing these conspiracies, but also Alex Jones said the same exact thing, tweeting it and saying, "Looks deliberate to me, a cyber attack is probable. World War III has already started. Conspiracies are starting."
Yep. Also, I heard that the captain was Ukrainian. Just throwing that out there. Let me see what else I got here.
I actually have a friend. This is funny. I've come to learn a lot about things and everything. I'm like, man, I know somebody that loves Ukraine a lot. Like, she had a pen pal from Ukraine, and she came over from Ukraine and kind of lived here for a little bit. And she's hardcore pro Ukraine, and so there's some shit I can't say around her.
Yeah,
I'm like, are you a real U.S. citizen, ma'am?
I got neighbors. I got a neighbor that's all gung ho. He was like a nasty girl in a Army Reserve or some shit. He's all military. All his vehicles are like military looking vehicles and shit. And then I drive by. This was like a year or two ago. He was flying a Ukrainian flag, and I'm just like, what the fuck? You just don't get it, do you? You just don't get it. All right.
Yes.
Check this dude out. I forget what his name is. Wait a minute. Noah. I think he's World Economic Forum.
Most legal systems are based on this idea, this belief in human rights. But human rights are just like heaven and like God. It's just a fictional story that we've invented and spread around. It may be a very nice story. It may be a very attractive story. We want to believe it. But it's just a story. It's not a reality. It is not a biological reality. Just as jellyfish and woodpeckers and ostriches have no rights, Homo sapiens have no rights also. Take a human, cut him open, look inside, you find their blood, and you find the heart and lungs and kidneys, but you don't find there any rights. The only place you find rights is in the fictional stories that humans have invented and spread around. And the same thing is also true in the political field. States and nations are also like human rights and like God and like heaven. They too are just stories. A mountain is a reality. You can see it, you can touch it, you can even smell it. But Israel or the United States, they are just stories, very powerful stories, stories we might want to believe very much, but still they are just stories. You can't really see the United States. You cannot touch it. You cannot smell it. Most legal systems are based on this idea, this belief in human rights.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure he's got some links to the World Economic Forum. I'm looking now. I can't really find it. But he's kind of a commie. German. Huh?
Yeah, he sounds German.
No, he's Israeli, supposedly.
Okay. He sounds like one of those guys from The Big Lebowski. As a nihilist. I'm a nihilist.
All right. Now I got this black dude spitting the truth here.
I am not black first. Martin Luther King dreamed of a day when a man would no longer be judged by the color of his skin, but by the content of his character. And now we just want to judge things by the color of the skin. As a black person, every time we go along with something that's black and whack, we're agreeing with the oppressors of our ancestors that the most important thing about us is the color of our skin. And it's not. I personally like being a brother. I like my brother swag, you know what I'm saying? But guess what? If I was white, I would enjoy that just as much. I am made exactly the way God desired me to be, and I'm not in competition with anybody. So I can celebrate you, and it don't take anything from me, and I can celebrate me, and it don't take anything from you. I am not black first.
I don't know who that dude is, but I like it.
Yeah. He seems wholesome.
All right. Back to the ship. I got so many fucking clips.
It was provided to the NTSB upon our arrival. Approximately 6 hours of VDR data was provided to the NTSB. The recording included the time period from midnight to 6 a.m. By regulation, the VDR is required to record 30 days of history, and the NTSB is continuing to obtain more data. The times expressed below, as recorded by the VDR and converted to local Eastern Daylight Time. All information is preliminary and subject to final validation. The VDR data is comprised of audio from the ship's bridge, as well as recordings from the ship's VHF or very high frequency radios. The quality of that audio varies widely because of the high levels of background noise and alarms. Additional analysis will be performed at the NTSB's lab to filter out the audio and improve its quality. Additionally, the VDR recorded limited sensor data. An example of that data recorded includes the ship's speed, engine RPM, ship's heading, and rudder angle, as well as some alarm information. NTSB engineers are working to identify and validate all of that data. The VDR recorded the ship's departure from Seagirt Marine Terminal at approximately 12:39. It recorded the ship's transit outbound in the Fort McHenry Channel and the striking of the Francis Scott Key Bridge. By 1:07, the ship had entered the channel, and by 1:24, the ship was underway on a true heading of approximately 141 in the Fort McHenry Channel at a speed of overground of approximately 8 knots or 9.2 miles per hour. At 0124 and 59 seconds, numerous audible alarms were recorded on the ship's audio bridge audio. About the same time, VDR sensor data ceased recording. However, the VDR audio continued to record using the redundant power source. At around 0126 and 2 seconds, the VDR resumed recording sensor data. And during this time, there were steering commands and rudder orders recorded on the audio. At around 0126 and 39 seconds, the ship's pilot made a general VHF radio call for tugs in the vicinity to assist. About this time, the pilot association dispatcher phoned the MDTA duty officer regarding the blackout. Around 0127 and 4 seconds, the pilot ordered the dolly to drop the port anchor and ordered additional steering commands. Around 1:27 and 25 seconds, the pilot issued a radio call over the VHF radio, reporting that the dolly had lost all power and was approaching the bridge. Around this time, MDTA data shows the following also occurred. Their duty officer radioed two of their units that were already on scene due to construction on the bridge, one on each side of the bridge, and ordered them to close traffic on the bridge. All lanes were then shut down by MDTA. Around 0129, the ship's speed over ground was recorded at just under 7 knots, or 8 miles per hour. From this moment until approximately 1:29 and 33 seconds, the VDR audio recorded sounds consistent with the collision of the bridge. Additionally, around this time, MDTA dash cameras show the bridge lights extinguishing. Additional analysis of the VDR audio in comparison with other time sources will be needed to determine the exact time of contact between the dolly and the bridge.
So basically, there's time missing from the black box.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I haven't read this theory out there yet or anything because I haven't looked for it. But for some reason, we were talking like mutant powers today at work. Like, did you ever hear about the CIA and the Soviets trying to use like psychic people to like do like psychic viewing?
Oh yeah. Yeah.
To be able to transport themselves to certain places and affect things.
Uh-huh.
Dude, I think that this is the shit that's happening. Because you just need a couple seconds to derail something. And I think that they have perfected that technology. This is technology that was started back in like the Nazis times.
Right. Yeah.
So I mean, you got to wonder where it's at right now. And I really think that people could, this could be a real like terrorist thing. It could be a domestic terrorism thing, but I think it might have something to do because, okay, so a ship, it's not really, especially like a cargo ship. A lot of them are really old. They don't have the latest technology. You know what I mean? There's still some oldness to them.
Right.
They're not like a Tesla. They're not like a Tesla that could be hacked 100%. But I think that in this cargo ship, if you could transport somebody and have them sabotage something in some way, you could definitely affect it. Be it affecting someone else's mind, like Professor X in X-Men. You know, he's got like the psychic ability. Or straight up transporting somebody like Nightcrawler from X-Men who could transport himself to different places. I don't know. That's a theory I haven't heard out. That's an original one for once, but it just strikes me very odd because that Coast Guard guy is dead on. There are so many things that you have to do. And yes, there's missing audio from within the ship, but the cues that should have happened for everybody else outside of the ship did not happen. And that's odd.
Right.
And they involve systems that are not electronic or computer-based.
Yeah, and it's all got backups anyway, right? You can't just fucking... They've got protocols for all that shit.
Yeah, that's where they have the air horns. That's the last option.
The good thing is that they radioed in and told them to shut down the bridge.
Yeah, that is.
Because that would have been like another... And it was in the middle of the night, too. But if that was in the daytime and that shit happened and they didn't get the bridge shut down, that would have been like another 9/11.
Yeah, that's a really long bridge.
Right. But they need another 9/11.
Of course, it's coming, dude.
I know it is.
This eclipse. I keep talking about the damn eclipse. I'm surprised how many people don't know, like, the history that we were talking about last episode about 1811, how they don't teach you about what happened back then. And they don't teach you about how... I mean, nobody's questioning, why is this eclipse... Like, the sun rises in the east and sets in the west, and the moon kind of follows it, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
What is this weird alignment? Last time it happened was 1811. Earthquakes happened. The Mississippi River flowed backwards. A lot of shit happened. But I want to let me share this clip real quick. This guy.
3 days of darkness. Let me tell you everything that I know, and Lord knows I do not want to make this video. I don't like to speculate, and I'm not given to internet conspiracy theories, but I have something that I have to tell you. I do see something here. I've been seeing it here for a long time. It's time to come clean. I moved my family out of Alaska because of a gut feeling. Wasn't the only reason. It was just the first one that caused me to look for all the rest. Maybe it's silly. Maybe none of this is true. But it bothered me so bad that I moved my family out of Alaska. This article was ran by Forbes over 6 years ago and can only help you speculate. This is the Edgar Cayce map, a clairvoyant communing with demons to see the future. Potentially total garbage. Only I don't think it is. Because this makes some kind of sense to me that I cannot explain. Now, until very recently, and I mean this month, I did not know that there was a correlation between total solar eclipses and devastating earthquakes. And now that I do, the plot is getting real thick, fam. In September of 1811, a total solar eclipse took this path through the United States. And in December of 1811, the New Madrid fault line popped off in a series of devastating earthquakes that lasted all the way through into January. Now, the scientists say there is increased earthquake activity in the face of new moons, a new moon being required for a total solar eclipse. There is a scientific correlation there that seems to have everything to do with causation. But it was 3 months after the eclipse. What's your point? If a barge goes under a bridge and hits one of the supports and damages it, there might be 2,000 vehicles roll over the bridge before it gives out, is what I'm saying. So that the new moon of a solar eclipse is like a barge passing under a bridge and hitting one of the supports. This is the path the total solar eclipse took in July 1963. Funny thing, it passed right through Talkeetna, Alaska, where my family and I lived, long before we were born. And then in March of 1964, a devastating earthquake tore Anchorage all to pieces. Solar eclipse is not an instant trigger. It's more like a fatal wound to the fault line. Doesn't mean there's going to be a terrible earthquake after every total solar eclipse. But every total solar eclipse affects the fault lines they pass over because of that new moon, scientifically. Whether I explain these events spiritually or physically, they are true, both ways. It is the spiritual producing the physical. After the total solar eclipse of 1811, there was a series of devastating earthquakes, followed by years of decline straight into the Great Depression. Followed by the Great Depression, did you hear? Do total solar eclipses just mean earthquakes? No. They affect more than just fault lines. They warn of much more than just earthquakes. Look, if I could make this stuff up out of my own mind, I'd be God. Get it? But instead, look at us. Us little bitty babies just learning about his creation, don't even know how it works. So, rut-row, what the stink is that converging right over top of the New Madrid Fault? I mean, can you say X marks the spot? What is going on there? This is the path of the solar eclipse from August 21st of 2017. Well, nothing happened after that one, did it? Didn't warn of anything at all. Y'all forget about COVID and every single thing that has happened to our country since then? That wasn't enough to get your attention, get your minds right? Well, this is the path of that solar eclipse that's about to happen on April 8th. And the very spot where it crosses the path of the last one is the New Madrid fault line. Y'all don't see that right there? If you do not believe in God and only believe in science, that right there is alarming, bruh. And I mean, call the National Guard. See if they can stop it. Time for a bop.
I wish he would have zoomed in. I wanted to see where that exactly where that X was.
Oh, it's in St. Madrid Falls is in, it's in like Missouri or in Illinois.
Okay. Not far then.
It's in Missouri.
Okay. Yeah.
To Missouri.
I could have sworn it was one of those Neneva towns. I wonder if there's a Neneva, Missouri.
I'm pretty sure it's close to there, but that was kind of interesting. I mean, like, it's a warning. Like they said, I was seeing something about how in the Bible it says that God will, he's not going to make it, he's not going to come down and tell us, like, what's going wrong. He's going to manifest it in the sky in certain ways and certain,
yeah,
certain awakening. And I think it's happening.
It's like we were talking about when Jonah went to Nineveh and told everybody to repent. And that was right around the time of an eclipse.
Yeah.
Did you see, I don't know, you done talking about that?
Yeah, I am.
All right, I was just making sure. Did you see where they're having the Hunter Biden trials and shit now?
No.
Yeah, it's, nothing's going to happen. It's all bullshit. But you know, like when Trump's on trial or Biden or whoever it is, you know how they say like they how much money they cost, like millions of dollars when they have these trials? Have you heard that?
Yeah.
Where does that cost come from? Where is the cost?
Oh, I know who pays for it.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah.
As usual, we pay for everything. But, I mean, where does the cost? How does it cost money?
Price?
Huh?
How come we don't set the price? Because we're already paying for it with our taxes.
But where does the cost come from? What costs money when they have a trial?
The lawyers?
Yeah, I guess so.
They gotta be bought out.
I just don't get it. I mean, the judges are already have a salary. The people on trial aren't getting paid. Look how much you get paid when you go on jury duty.
Yeah, I know. Bullshit.
Like $10 a day or some shit.
Yeah.
The fuck is that? I just don't understand it.
What do you think about this whole P. Diddy thing?
I don't know. It's like, it's exactly like, it's like the black version of Epstein. He had cameras in every room of his house.
Yeah.
And he was recording, blackmailing people. The exact same operation as Epstein.
Yeah.
He
hanging out with 15-year-old Justin Bieber.
I mean, I'm sure that they were together at some point in time. Diddy and Epstein. Maybe yeah. Not. I'm sure they had the same bosses, right?
Jay-Z. Yeah, Jay-Z is also involved in that.
I knew that. It goes back to the... We've been talking about this shit every week. It goes back to what Cat Williams was talking about, right?
Yeah.
And Debo. Trying to make people wear dresses. It's blackmail. You know? And then... Once they got you on that, then they get them to go in there and fuck an underage girl or something and they record it. Now, not only it goes beyond humiliation now. Now you're facing fucking time in prison. You know, you can't support your family anymore. Yeah, man, it's a big blackmail scheme.
Yeah, check this clip out real quick about Jay-Z and all that shit.
I'm not you, man.
But they can't control. You get what I'm saying? They can control Shaq. Yeah. They could control Charles Barkley. They could control LeBron James. They could control Jay-Z and Beyonce.
But not you, man.
But they can't control me. You see, it ain't no name I won't name. It's up. I don't care who you are. I ain't taking those fights from nobody. Right? I ain't taking those fights from nobody. It's God. That's the only person that I serve. My mom ain't here. My mama was sacrificed.
Me too.
You understand?
Right.
They can't control me.
All right, so I have issues with that video because have you seen Kanye's behavior lately?
You mean like wearing masks and all that shit?
Yeah, and then parading with his girlfriend with like transparent outfits.
Yeah, he's been putting almost like nudes on Instagram and shit like that.
Yeah. So there's some people to think that he is a handler of her.
I could see that, yeah.
So I don't know. I mean, it goes back to like celebrities get cloned, you know, and when they stop agreeing with the program, they just get cloned and replaced. And it's a slightly different person.
I think some of it's the truth, though. Like he said, his mom got sacrificed. You know, I think he's kind of losing his mind, really, but.
Maybe.
But they're probably going to get rid of him.
I feel the same way even about the Dave Chappelle clip he played earlier, because that's the Dave Chappelle that looks different than the Dave Chappelle that we remember. And I get it. He was gone for a while, but he came back different, a lot different.
I didn't play that on air, did I? I don't think I did.
You remember more than me.
Let me try. Yeah, I'm pretty sure I played it off air here. I'm going to share it. Now that you brought it up.
A lot of you don't understand why Trump was so popular, but I get it because I hear it every day. He's very loved. And the reason he's loved is because people in Ohio have never seen somebody like him. He's what I call an honest liar. That first debate, I've never seen a white male billionaire screaming at the top of his lungs, "This whole system is rigged," he said. And across the stage was a white woman, Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama, sitting over there looking at him like, "No, it's not." I said, "Now, wait a minute, bro. It's what he said." And the moderator said, "Well, it's Trump. If in fact the system is rigged, what would be your evidence?" Remember what he said, bro? He said, "I know the system is rigged because I use it." I said, "God damn." And then Hillary Clinton tried to punch him in the taxes. She said, "This man doesn't pay his taxes." He shot right back, "That makes me smart." And then he said, "If you want me to pay my taxes, then change the tax code. But I know you won't, because your friends and your donors enjoy the same tax breaks that I do. And with that, my friends, star was born." A lot of you don't.
Yeah. I don't know, man.
I mean, he wasn't trying to hide. I don't know. I mean, Oprah's like looking younger than she was 38 years ago.
Yeah, and he's friends with Oprah, Trump. And speaking of Trump here, I want to read this to you, right? I seen this on Instagram. It's talking about all the bad shit that Trump did. It says, "Trump is emphatically pro-Israel. Didn't drain the swamp. Didn't arrest Hillary. Nominated current Pfizer board member Scott Gottlieb as FDA commissioner. Banned bump stocks. Sealed the JFK files. Signed the CARES Act, which resulted in the largest ever transfer of wealth to the 1%. Recommended lockdowns multiple times. Thinks Epstein killed himself. Didn't pardon Julian Assange, but instead indicted him. Repeatedly praised the use of ventilators. Initiated Operation Warp Speed. Called himself the father of the vaccine. Encouraged his followers to get it. Has repeatedly referred to it as one of the greatest recent inventions. And gave Fauci an award before leaving office." I'm just saying, none of that is false.
Damn. Yeah. Damn.
But I got to pause it here.
Recording stopped.
Yeah. I have something about the only day damn
recording in progress.
What's that?
Go ahead.
I'll play one of your clips.
All right.
What's this one about?
Well, this one isn't a clip. It's just a topic right now.
Oh, all right.
But there was a YouTuber that was kidnapped by a gang in Haiti. We've been talking about Haiti for the last couple of episodes.
Well, there's a lot going on. He went down there.
Yeah, he went down there to interview Barbecue.
Uh-huh.
And they kidnapped him, and now he's being held for ransom for $600,000.
Barbecue?
No, YouTuber.
Oh, the YouTuber.
Yeah.
I mean, nobody really cares about them, do they? Who's going to pay?
Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, his parents, I'm guessing it's a young dude. I don't know.
Yeah, his name is called Your Fellow Arab.
You know where the word barbecue comes from?
No.
It was a Native American tribe in Florida. Not the Seminoles, it was before that. And they were cannibals. And when they would cook the people on sticks, it was called barbacoa. There was a word called barbacoa in their native language. Just something to think about. It's kind of weird.
In Spanish, there is barbacoa.
What's that mean?
Same thing.
Exact. What is it? What's the definition?
Barbecue.
Oh, barbacoa. Yeah, the Indian word is barbacoa.
Sounds pretty similar.
Right.
And then there's this video of Demi Moore. You always talk about how celebrities have been kind of like been doing shit and we just don't realize it. But this is kind of like a weird video. I don't know how old this boy is, but Demi Moore is kissing him.
Wow. It looks like she wants to fuck. Holy shit, he looks like he's a little boy. I just seen him from the side.
Maybe just because I love them all and I hope they all love me. We do love them. And I love them.
It's kind of a weird clip, ain't it?
Yeah, she's a pervert. Who else was?
And then,
you know what?
Talk about Cher and Red Hot Chili Peppers guy.
Well, yeah, we covered that. Cher molested Anthony. What's his name? Anthony Kiedis.
Kiedis. Yep.
But then, that kind of reminds me of Quentin Tarantino and all the perverted shit that he does. Like, what was that movie with the werewolves and shit? I can't remember the name of it, but he cast himself to be sucking on this lady's toes on screen.
Oh.
And then, like, I don't know. I've heard other stories, too, like, And then the songs that he puts in these movies, like in Pulp Fiction. I don't know why, but this one song creeps me the fuck out. The one that goes, "Girl, you'll be a woman soon." You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I remember you talking about that, yeah.
Now, did I already bring that up on air?
I don't know if you brought it up on air, but I think it came up on the Eggs and Lex podcast.
Oh, yeah, right. Okay. Yeah, man. It's like, "Girl, you'll be a woman soon." Like, it was a grown man singing the song. How old could this girl possibly be? You know? And I don't know, man. Hollywood is just a fucking mess. You got anything else?
Yeah, so you remember hearing about Gypsy Rose Blanchard? She was the girl that murdered her mom because her mom, like, she had all her teeth pulled out She made her go. She made her. She had a campaign that her daughter had cancer, so she shaved her hair. You know, started like a fundraiser of some sort. Like, did all this shit to her. So she went to jail for murdering her mom with her boyfriend. And then she came out and she found this guy, Ryan Scott Anderson. And it's really funny. Like, I guess now they're separating. I mean, it's not funny. I'm sorry. I'm not trying to be insensitive, but they're separating. But she came out of jail and she was saying that the dick was fire. Well, it must have not been.
I mean, it sounds familiar, unless it happened more than once. Man, I don't even know if I'm going to air this. We got that dude coming on Sunday, too, but I didn't know how good it was going to be, so we wanted to do one today, too. So they possibly we could have two episodes that both suck so bad that we can't air them. Nah, this guy sounds pretty cool.
This is the only day dem I'm gonna respect.
What?
So conjoined twin Abby Hensel of TLC's Abby and Brittany is now married to an Army veteran. These are conjoined twins. They share the same reproductive system.
That's weird. I mean
that's a true they them.
Right. That's the only they them that I know of.
But they're good people. They're teachers. And they're wholesome. So I don't know, it's kind of interesting. I mean, I think as humans, we're all very unique, and they are. I hope this guy, being a veteran, treats her well. I really don't know.
Maybe I don't know, man.
It's a fetish thing, but, you know, like, some people want to think that. But I don't know. Hopefully they find happiness. They're good people. Like, I used to watch the show when they were growing up, and TLC was doing the documentary about them.
Oh, there's got to be more than one person like that with two heads. I'm serious. Right?
Maybe. I don't know.
It is weird, but I don't know. You've heard about it in the past, like myths and shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Barnum and Bailey's, you know, circus.
Right.
The Ringling Brothers. Yeah. But, I mean, I don't know. It's, I mean, like I said, they're, I think they're school teachers, and they're not trying to do, I haven't seen them being, trying to influence kids in one way or another. They're just being school teachers.
Now, you know what they say, two heads are better than one. I have heard that expression. It just came to my mind.
I have heard that one too. So let's talk about the other coincidence about the earthquake in April 8th. And I sent you the picture. That fucking CERN hydrogen collider or whatever.
Hydron collider. Hadron.
It's fucking going to be operating that day.
Well,
is that a good day for it?
I mean, I don't know if... I don't know, man. It could be this.
Yeah, I don't know either.
Shit could get like really, really worse, or shit could go back to normal. Who knows what they're doing with that fucking bullshit? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It might not go their way. I mean, when you're playing God, they're obviously not on our side, right? So if it's not the end times yet, then maybe some powerful entities will step in and put a stop to this shit. like I said, it could get really worse, or it could go back to normal, because the past 3 or 4 years have been totally fucked up.
Definitely.
I'm not saying it's all Biden's fault. I'm just saying. It started under Trump, the bullshit.
Oh, my God. Dude, I saw this clip about how in the Bible, if you go back all the way to Aramaic, which is what Jesus spoke.
Yes, we talked about that before.
Translated through a lot of things. But in it, he predicts the name of the Antichrist.
Oh, yeah? What is it?
Barack Obama. I'm not kidding you.
And I think I've heard that.
Yeah, like I forget. I somewhere I have this clip, and I'll play it next episode. But it was kind of wild. I was like, really?
Well, speaking of Barack Obama, going back to that ship that hit the bridge, that happened in that movie they produced, Leave the World Behind. That exact fucking scene. And then the very beginning of the movie is a ship crashing into shore. But then also one of the scenes was a dude sitting in his room looking out the window at the same bridge that got crashed into. I don't know if it's coincidence or what. But
hey, is it a coincidence that the Sandy Hook Elementary School was in the Batman movie? I mean, it's Hollywood. I don't know.
I don't know, man.
Hollywood predicts the future.
Yeah, they do. Just like The Simpsons. All right, well, I'm going to wrap it up.
Yeah.
I'm going to end with a joke. I don't have anything. I do got a clip that's kind of funny.
Play it.
All right, hold on.
Come on, you motherfucker. Ah, shit. God damn it. Same shit. Same shit. Different day. Come on, you motherfucker.
I don't know. I thought that dude was funny. What did it say? Let me play it again. It says, me in kindergarten trying to get my damn straw in my juice box.
Shit. God damn it. Same shit. Same shit. Different day.
Oh, my God. I almost forgot to share this one. Hold on. Oh, this.
Oh, wait. Let me stop. All right.
Okay. This is interesting. Hold on.
Hey, counselor, how you doing? My name is Tiny, and I'm a professional sports gambler. But unfortunately, my career is at a standstill because I got 6 baby mamas all in the DFW Metroplex. So I can't live in a state that's got legal gambling, and since it will be March Madness, I'm coming up here to beg y'all to make sports gambling legal in the city so I can stack my paper and pay for the illegitimate children. I know some people think sports betting is risky, but I got an unbeaten system that can put money in all y'all pockets. Seriously. My system is easy. I bet on the blackest and darkest teams in college sports because blacker the berry, sweeter the juice, and better the jump shot. I also got a sports betting.
They don't look amused.
Since y'all want to let all these transgenders up in the league, that is full proof. Since y'all want to let all these transgenders up in the league, I became almost a millionaire betting on Leah Thomas's big ass winning all them swimming meets. And just like these transgender swimmers, my swimmers are strong. That's why I got so many baby mamas. But you know what that means? I got a lot of bills to pay. So I'm sick of risking my life and my freedom on gambling illegally on transgender athletes. So I beg you, Irvine City Council, to please legalize sports gambling, because I can't afford to be up in the penitentiary doing 5 to 10 years on some weak-ass gambling charge. I also would like to, like it if y'all could give me some representations, because Irvine is hella white and I'm hella black. My great-grandfather was a slave in Mississippi, so y'all owe me for real.
1 minute left.
And I'll say one more time, you white city council people need to legitimize gambling and start putting y'all's money on these transgender swimmers, because they got propellers in their back-friendly swimsuits. And remember to always bet on black. I always want to shout out to my homie, DeMarcus Calloway, who is locked up for murder, but he didn't do anything wrong. Stab a police officer, which is, according to the BLM movement, is okay. It's time to get paid, bitches. Legalize it and free my homie, DeMarcus.
Oh, that was a good one.
Alex Stein, followed by Emma West.
So you know where that came from, I guess.
Alex Stein?
He
put him up to it?
Yeah.
Dude didn't fucking smile or anything. I thought he was fucking serious.
But I mean, doesn't it make sense, though?
Oh, he ain't wrong. He ain't wrong.
Yeah. But I thought that was super fucking funny.
Oh,
but I found that joke I was trying to say about the N-word by the real comedian.
Oh, yeah, you fucked it all up. Wait, was that on air? I can't remember when you were talking about that.
Yeah, I tried to say it on air. You're like, oh, could you just recall it? And I'm like, yeah, sure, let me try. And I failed.
I don't like the N-word. But I don't dislike it enough to listen to the edited versions of songs. I just don't. Those songs stink. They're not good. I mean, when every other word is bleeped out, it just kind of fucks up the whole tempo of the song. I mean, at that point, it doesn't even feel like authentic country music.
Okay. Like I get it.
I did not do it justice.
Right. Oh. Yeah, so we've been recording, about an hour and 15 minutes. It's 7:20 a.m. now. But we got on one of these episodes, I want to record in the afternoon or late morning so that we can call the adult baby diaper spa on air. And I'm curious, all right? It's like, the lowest is like $300 an hour. But then they have like an all-day deal. It's like, I want to say like $1,200 or something. So I'm going to call up and be like, I'm going to try to not to, I'm going to have to, you're going to have to mute your shit, because if they hear any laughing, they're going to know. But I'm going to be like, all right, look. Money is not a problem. How much would it cost?
How far can I go?
How much would it cost for each and every caretaker? I want the whole daycare to myself because I'm a really bad boy. Right? Nah, we got to call that place, dude. I'm a really bad boy. I need all the daycare workers to take care of me.
You should have a baby rattle with you. Shake it.
Oh, man.
Yeah, those are some weirdos, man. But, you know, to each their own, whatever.
Right.
Whatever floats your boat.
All right.
I mean, if you got the money to pay for it and you're not seeking children, I'm sorry. How can I get in your way?
I mean, the neighbors are the ones that are pissed off about it. I mean, I don't give a fuck what anybody does. I got a couple friends in New Hampshire. I think Ron lives up there. I'm pretty sure. Ron from New England. You remember him? Or you might not have been on that one. That was he was on one of the back when Ghosts used to do the tavern or whatever. All right, let's wrap it up, man.
All right.
All right. Any questions or comments, bitches, gripes, complaints, get a hold of us at conspiracysoldiers@yahoo.com. I'm Conspiracy Soldiers on Instagram. Julio, you're Conspiracy Soldiers, what? Garlic Parm?
Yep.
Conspiracy Soldiers at Rumble. Conspiracy Soldiers on YouTube. And then if you like the show, tell your friends and all that stuff. And I don't know, you got anything else, Julio?
No.
All right.
Good week, everybody.
Yep. Well, we'll see him. We're going to probably be seeing him Sunday. We're coming back on Sunday for this author. All right. Conspiracy Soldiers is going dark.
Be aware, Fox and his friends are not doctors or experts. Do not take these opinions as the gospel. Although they are highly intelligent, sexy, and influential, please think for yourself.
I want to thank the girls over at Socially Toxic Podcast for that little disclaimer. Thank you.